Right. It just keeps cutting out.
Not a problem. Just try to put me on speaker first. Leave the computer as it is. First, try to put me on speaker.
Well, you're on speaker now.
Okay. Now, you are using an iPhone. Swipe the page from bottom to top first.
I'm using an Apple iPhone, yes.
Yes. Try to swipe the page from bottom to top. Swipe it.
Yes, I have, yes.
Now, what do you see on your iPhone?
Oh, lots of little things. An aeroplane, a green circle, a blue circle, a moon.
Can you go back to that page where you just swipe from bottom to top, not top to bottom?
Yeah, I did bottom to top.
Okay. Do you have a button at the very bottom? You have a single button, a circle button. Click on that button on the iPhone. Okay. You have a button.
Right, yes.
Now, do you see all your apps? All your apps?
Well, it's gone to the start where there's mute, keypad, speaker, add call, contact. I think I've gone back to the start. I'll strike again. Right, I see a button at the bottom with red around it.
No, not that.
I've gone back to that page where I told you it was green, blue, the moon, screen mirroring, and then that
Not that page. At the very bottom on your cell phone, there is a button. Apart from your
I've gone to a page with numbers on it now and yellow boxes.
Okay, and do you see all your apps? Do you see all your apps?
No, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay, not a problem.
I can see the normal page, the normal thing that comes up on my phone.
Okay, every time I swipe,
it drops back, you know? Every time I swipe, other things come up, but it drops back.
Okay. Okay, not a problem. I will help you out right now on the computer. Just put me on speaker on the phone.
Yes, you're on speaker.
Okay. Now, right now, what we are going to do, right now, we have just got the information that your email and your bank account is being compromised right now. So, could you please tell me...
How can they compromise my bank account?
Because they have used it whenever, what happens, ma'am, whenever you go with your debit card from any of the local store or any gas station, whatever happens, you swipe your card on the card machine. That's correct?
Yes, that's
that
right.
That machines are not even safe and secure anymore. Through that machines, they are taking your information and doing this kinds of stuff. So right now, that is the reason your IP is unprotected. You can see your IP is unprotected right now. So could you please tell me, do you check your statement online?
No. I don't do anything online.
Okay.
I'm not very good online.
Okay, I understand. That's the reason. You don't check it online. That's the reason they are doing that, because you check the statement every month. That's correct?
On the paper statement, one.
Yes, it's a paper one. That's the reason they are getting into it. So no need to worry, I will help you out first of all for put the security on your account right now. So what can you see on your computer screen?
I've got two IP addresses. I just clicked on my name, Alice Jacob, that's my name.
No, not that one. What can you see on your computer screen?
Hide my IP address. My IP address is 117.20.
Yes.
Now
look on the left top corner, do you see a plus sign? A plus sign?
Well, yes, there's is my IP address and a plus.
Not that one.
The next one.
Now what can you see?
And then next to that I can see new tab and a plus. And then a plus sign with nothing.
Okay. Now give a click on the search bar on the Google. Give a click on the search.
Yeah, on the Google, yes. I'm on the Google.
Now you need to simply type the name of your bank which you deal with. Type the name of your bank. Right now we will put the security on that right now. because they are using it. Now, after you can click on the name of the bank, you need to give a click on login.
Click on Commonwealth Bank and then click on login. How do I log in?
Do you see log on? Log on.
Click on log on to NetBank.
Yes, click on that, log on.
But that's got eBay on it, eBay anti-fraud, or it had on that. And then a thing comes up, Face Money, open your, that's gone. Okay, it's got mail come up and that's gone.
What do you see?
Continue to in protected browser.
Okay, now do you see continue without the just hold from one? Do you see any option comes up, anything which says login?
Commonwealth Bank login to NetBank, yes.
Yes. Now, you told me that you never done online banking. That's correct?
That's correct. Never.
So at the right top corner on that page, do you see any option comes up which says register?
Register for NetBank now.
Yeah, correct. Click on that one.
But I don't want to register for NetBank.
No, for one day only. For today, we are going to check the statement that how many they have deducted from your account, and from tomorrow, it will be like your paper statement. For today only, you are doing it from your end. So give a click on that register.
Right, I'll
you have to do
that.
It slowly, and you have to do it patiently, okay? This is the important part. So what comes up, let me know.
Debit card, your card PIN, your mobile, your valid email address.
Correct. So these are the things needed for your registration for your Commonwealth Bank. So you need to be handy with your debit card first from your Commonwealth.
I'm not typing in my card's number.
You have to type it on the screen, madam. Over there, it is your bank page. It is your secured bank page which is asking you for online activity. From tomorrow, it will be like your paper statement, you like do all this. And you have seen the IP is unprotected, madam, so that means...
No, I'm not typing it in. I'd rather just go down to the bank. I'm not typing my credit card in, sorry.
Just hold.
This is all too much for me. I'll get my grandson to do it when he comes home.
Yeah, I understand that. But right now, what is happening, ma'am? You have seen the IP addresses. If you want to, I can show you how many persons are connected to your IP, how many devices. If you want, I can show you that as well.
It's got debit card, credit card, key card,
card. Only your debit card. You have a debit card from your Commonwealth. You need to be handy with that. It's your bank page, your Commonwealth bank page.
No, I only have a credit card, not a debit card.
So on which bank you have the debit card? You need to type down that bank.
Commonwealth Bank.
Yes, so you have the debit card from your Commonwealth Bank?
I have a credit card from my Commonwealth Bank. I don't have a debit card.
Okay, so not a problem. It is showed you debit card or credit card. So you can put the credit card that there. It will be only asking for the number over there. You can type over there.
Yeah, no, I think I'll go to the bank. I don't understand any of this. So I'll just go down to my bank. They should be able to help me because I don't understand any of this.
Okay, let me show you first of all. Let me show you what is happening. Okay. At the left down bottom corner, do you see type here to search?
What? Left corner? Yeah, type there to search, yeah.
Yeah, click on that.
Right.
Now type over there, C as in Charlie, C.
Sorry?
C as in Charlie, letter C.
C as in Charlie, yeah. Uh-huh.
Then M as in Mary, M.
Yes.
D as in David, D.
Yes.
Now press the enter key from the keyboard. Now, do you see your name comes up and a black page comes up?
Yes.
Yes. So this is your IP over there right now for the computer which you are using. Now first of all, the server will automatically check that how many foreign IP addresses are there in your system right now.
Right. And there's a whole heap of numbers from desktops come get in my way and all of that stuff. I don't understand any of it.
Yeah. Do you see the foreign addresses coming up?
Well, I don't. It says foreign addresses, then it's got a whole heap of things.
Yes.
Desktop, getaway, and a whole heap of things. Because I'm starting to say to you, I don't understand any of that.
You don't understand, but they are doing that, madam, from their end. If you do not today, if you do not block them permanently from those IP addresses, so how we are going to block them permanently from your computer, from our server as well?
I'm going to go down to my bank because I don't understand.
The bank, when you try to contact your bank, madam, they will get to know about that you're trying to contact your bank, and whatever the amount you're having in your account, at one day they can transfer how much amount from it. You have set a limit on one day online, one day transferring money. They will take out as much amount that.
I'm going down to my bank. I don't understand it. Sorry. Thank you for trying to help.